Once the vaccine was rolled out, people started planning vacations, says Sally McCorrison with AAA. This year, they're expecting 47.7 million travelers over the Independence Day weekend.
That's actually the second highest on level, just trailing behind 2019. So even though we're 2.5% behind 2019, it's still a significant increase.
Despite higher gas prices, McCorrison says 91% of travelers are expected to go by car.
People are getting used to paying it. They want to get away. There's so much pent-up demand. We noticed it immediately once the shot started. It's almost like you get your shot, you want to plan a trip.
Last year, only 34.2 million people traveled over the same holiday weekend. That's 40% less than what's expected this year. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.